The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, happy National Banana Lovers Day, one and all. Orla Walsh is a registered dietitian. Orla, happy National Banana Lovers Day to you too, of course. What's so great about bananas?
Well, I suppose they're such a handy fruit. I think they've got a lot of unnecessary bad press over the years, but they're very nutritious and good for you. So they have a similar sort of calorie and carbohydrate content as an apple, so around 90 to 110 calories. And, you know, varying amounts of carbohydrate depending on their size. They're not just versatile. They taste different depending on their ripeness, and they act differently in their body depending on the ripeness. But I suppose the nutrients of note within them would be, of course, potassium, but also vitamin B6.
So when you say depending on ripeness and kind of different reactions in the body depending on ripeness, I guess we're all conditioned to just eat them at a particular point of ripeness, you know, when they reach that, you know, perfect yellow hue, and not to eat before or afterwards. Should we be eating them before or after?
Well, I suppose they taste different. So people often have taste preference. So they prefer kind of them on the greener side, while some other prefer them on the browner side. My kids call them leopard bananas, or, you know, leopard print bananas. They absolutely love them when they're sweeter and a bit more ripe. But I suppose they have different effects on the gut when they're a bit more ripe. So if your gut moves too quickly, and the greener ones are better for you, and if your gut is a bit sluggish, the browner ones are. But I suppose one of the things about bananas is that they provide carbohydrate, but it's slow release carbohydrate, despite popular opinion. They're a low GI fruit, depending on whether they're green or brown. Although the greeny yellow ones are certainly slower release energy compared to the browner ones.
Okay, so you know, when it comes to sports performance, we'll put it that way. You should be taking them what, kind of well before you compete or something? Is that it, if they're slow release rather than kind of immediately before you walk on the pitch?
Well, I would say go for the browner ones before sport and at least 30 minutes beforehand.
Well, you just told me the brown ones are good for constipation. You don't want to end up getting caught short now halfway through the first half, do you?
But you want to make sure you go before you play as well.
Oh, that's true, yeah. That's a fine balance now, Orla.
It is, and it's one of the jobs of a sports dietitian to tailor these things depending on the person's gut. But certainly the browner ones are quicker release and quicker to digest, and they provide a little bit more sugar than the greeny yellow ones. So that's why I would go for the more ripe ones before you play sport. But all bananas are good, and all bananas could be used before sports performance.
Why are the brown ones better for making banana bread and things?
Because they're sweeter. So the more ripe they get, the sweeter they are. So nearly the mankier bananas, the really brown ones, are absolutely perfect for the likes of banana bread, but also things like banana pancakes. One of the top tips I have for bananas, though, especially if you have young kids and they're always demanding bananas and never finishing them,
but
is to simply keep a bag in the freezer. And so when they eat half of it, you just take the half that they didn't eat and just pop it into the bag within the freezer and use them for smoothies. And when you use a frozen banana for smoothies, it just cools down the smoothie nicely, but also makes the smoothie a bit frothier.
Oh, sorry. You don't give them a banana out of the freezer. You give them a normal banana to eat. And when there's only half left, you chuck that into the freezer.
When they go, I don't want any more, despite demanding the banana in the first place. Yeah, you just take the banana that they don't eat and just put it in the freezer bag. Otherwise, as parents to young kids, you'll be eating around 10 bananas a day and you'll get sick of them yourself.
Oh, I only did it yesterday. I just handed this kind of half mushy, half eaten banana, deposited it into my hand, into my open palm, and told to eat it or put it in the bin. I didn't even want it, but I felt I had to eat it.
Even though beforehand you're like, are you sure? Are you definitely going to eat it? But eat half.
Bananas are a meal in appeal, says one of our listeners. That's a nice way of describing them. Orla, good to talk to you. Orla Walsh is a registered dietitian. Paddy in Termonfeckin says, a little tidbit, we all struggle to open bananas because we open them upside down. Just watch the monkeys and how they do it. I says, Paddy, I'll have to take your word for it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4. on News Talk.